I'm Sean Crawford. I noticed something when I watched the recent IHSA basketball tournament. A lot of fans dressed as empty seats. This at one time was a marquee event, and that seems like a long time ago. Ryan Mahan wrote about the lack of attendance in a column for the State Journal Register, and he joins us now. He covers the Central State 8 Conference for the newspaper. Ryan, first of all, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
The tournament now being held in Peoria for boys, is that a problem?
I don't think in and of itself it is. From 96 and through 2006, it wasn't. When the IHSA went to four classes, it became more of a noticeable problem.
Let's talk about that. A reason that they went to four classes, I mean, going way back 50-some-odd years ago, it was all one class. And then, of course, the Class A, Class AA for many years, and then they decided to go with four different classes. And I guess that's all due to trying to be more competitive.
Yeah, to give teams more of a chance, a more of a realistic chance to be able to win. I mean, you know, how many years do we see like a Chicago Simeon or, you know, those types of schools that are the dominant school in the state? And, you know, if you're a small double-A school, you really don't have much of a chance to maybe even get to Peoria, let alone win it.
That being said, they still hold the tournament over two separate weekends, as they did before when it was just two classes. They combine the lowest classes, one and two, one weekend, and then three and four the next. So it would seem as though that would still draw the same number of people, maybe more.
Well, one thing that has been mentioned is that the 1A crowds don't stay around for the 2A games, and the 2A crowds don't get there early for the 1A games. So the game times this year were 11 a.m. for the first game on Saturday, Fridays and Saturdays, and then 12:45 for the second game. Then there's a break of 2.5 hours after the end of the second game until the 4A game starts, or before the first 2A game starts. And so people don't want to sit around for 2.5 hours not doing anything. And I believe, and I'm not sure about this, but I believe you would also have to pay a new ticket price to watch 4A. I'm not sure about that. That I'm not sure about. But if that's the case, there's really no incentive to stick around and watch just basketball if you're a basketball fan.
Well, I mentioned you wrote about all of this issue with the state tournament and the lack of people, you know, watching some of these games. You also found that some other sports writers, other people were doing the same thing and also paying close attention to this. Chicago Sun-Times sports editor Michael O'Brien sort of polled followers on Twitter. Talk about that.
He had almost 2,500 responses. 65% didn't like Peoria. And again, most of his responders are Twitter followers from the Chicagoland area. So this isn't a good indication of statewide interest. But for people in Chicago, where 80% of our population is in the state, 65% or so said that Peoria was the problem, whether it was too far of a drive at 2.5 hours from Chicago, or the fact that Peoria is a lousy town, which I argued it isn't. I like Peoria. And then 19% or so said that, you know, they were going to go to the tournament. And then another 16% or so said there was just a lack of general interest.
Well, you mentioned Peoria is not a terrible city by any stretch. What about Carver Arena, where Bradley University plays its games, and that's where the tournaments are held? Is that a problem?
It's a nice facility. They've recently remodeled the whole Civic Center. This was the first time I was there since Lincoln was at the state tournament in 2014, and I was kind of thrown off a little bit at first because some things that I was used to seeing weren't there. It's nice, but I don't know if kids grow up dreaming of playing on the Bradley University floor. You know, back when, before they moved it to Peoria, you had the iconic Fighting Illini floor that they would play on, the big orange eye in the middle and in the assembly hall. And that's a big deal to some kids. Now, the kids' interest and the fans' interest might be two different things, but there could be some correlation there to a smaller degree.
When I was growing up in the 70s, and I would watch the games on television a lot, people didn't seem to say, oh, we're going to state. They said, we're going to Champaign. And so it became so connected, that facility, the assembly hall, now the State Farm Center, that became so connected to this tournament that I do think that probably has lost something. I don't hear people ever say, oh, we're going to Peoria. They talk about we're going to state, so Peoria is just sort of an afterthought. You write, and I'll quote from your article, though, but Peoria just isn't working. Something needs to change. So you've talked to people since you've written about this. You've heard, I'm sure, from others in the business as well. Any idea what needs to change?
The Chicago people will tell you, bring the tournament to Chicago. Now,
and maybe not the smaller schools. You're talking maybe that second weekend, the bigger schools.
Yeah, that's pretty much the most floated idea, although I have heard people say just bring the whole tournament to Chicago. But where are you going to play it in Chicago? Are you going to play it in one of the faceless suburban arenas, or are you going to play it at the United Center, which even if you get 10,000 people, it's still going to look pretty empty. Where are you going to play it? Northwest? I argued having the small schools play at Champaign again, where it's iconic, and the big schools play up at Northwestern. Two big school courts where kids, those are recognizable. You turn on ESPN and you see those courts, especially now that Northwestern's actually good. But kids grow up and they see those courts. So maybe split it and have the small school tournament in one city, i.e. Champaign, and have the large school tournament in Chicago where more of the teams come from. I think 9 of the 16 teams in the overall tournament were from the Chicagoland area or north of I-80. And I believe, well, two of them in 3A were Chicago, and I think three of the four or four of the four in 4A were Chicago. So you can see why the 3 and 4A tournament might be better in Chicago because most of those teams are from Chicago.
You're listening to Illinois Edition, and we're talking with Ryan Mahan. He covers the Central State 8 Conference for the State Journal Register. We're talking about the IHSA basketball tournament, specifically the boys, and the current location in Peoria. Is it working out? I know people in Champaign were not happy, I should say, when the tournaments were moved to Peoria, when they lost out on that. And one thing, I know Peoria was very thrilled to get these in. Peoria still has a contract, so we're not likely to see change next year, for example. I think you wrote it runs till about 2020.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Although that doesn't mean that we can't try things in the meantime to make the tournament in Peoria viable. If we can find a way in the next four tournaments to figure out a change. And the first thing people will tell you, your listeners, my readers, they say is, we'll go back to two classes. That's not going to happen. That will never happen. The people who hated the two-class system always wanted to go back to one class, and instead they went the other way. They went to four classes. We're never going back. That's out of the equation, even though that would seem to solve a lot of the problems. Because there was a lot more interest when it was two classes. So in the meantime, we've got to figure something out other than going back to two classes to make this tournament work in Peoria and draw people in. You know, one idea would be to hold the whole tournament on the same weekend, have the 1A schools and the 2A schools play their semifinals on Thursday. The only problem is they now have to pay an extra hotel room. Although that's probably not that big of a deal because the IHSA typically asks teams to arrive to state tournaments the day before. So they would be coming in on Thursday. Maybe the IHSA doesn't say you have to come in on Wednesday, just show up for the games Thursday. And then you'd have the 3A and 4A semifinals on Friday. You do away with the third place games altogether. Half the time, and that's just my view, half the time teams don't really care about the third place game. It's just an afterthought. And so get rid of the third place games, and then Saturday just becomes championship Saturday. You run the 1A game, 2A game, 3A game, and you end with the 4A game. And if you can do that in the next 4 years and you can recapture the interest, maybe Peoria can continue to hold this tournament. Because I know the people in Peoria would love to keep it. And as it is, the reason it hasn't moved is because no one's wowed the IHSA with a better offer of hosting it than Peoria. And so if you're not going to get people to step up to the plate and be, you know, the host that Peoria is, then we've got to figure out a way to make Peoria work.
And I guess from a standpoint of, is there momentum building? I mean, all of the sports writers are talking and such, and I'm sure the IHSA is paying attention to this, and schools are as well. Is there momentum building for this? Do you think that there are at least going to be some attempt at trying to improve that situation over the next next couple of years?
I think the fans,
they recognize there's a problem.
They recognize there's a problem, and yeah, people do care about it, and people will tell you that they used to go and now they've lost interest for whatever reason, or maybe they haven't lost interest, they just don't have the time anymore. But then there's other people who, they're basketball fans, and they're the ones that you would really want to tap into, and they don't like the four-class system, and they think it's watered down, or they don't think, you know, they want to see the best of the best just playing against the best, whether a Lanphier team really stands a chance on playing a Simeon, playing against a Simeon in a quarterfinal game or whatever. You know, they just want to see their team maybe play against the next NBA superstar, like a Jabari Parker, and I know he's not a superstar yet, but, you know, like a Derrick Rose or something. Those are the guys that in 4A you're a lot more likely to see than in any of the other classes. And before, you know, those fans at 3A, what are now the 3A schools, they would get to see those guys, and mm-hmm. that was a draw. You know, like, sure, I'll go and watch my team, but I'm also going to stick around for the Simeon game.
Right. So you're getting a chance to see the best that Illinois has to offer in basketball.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's Ryan Mahan. He covers the Central State 8 Conference for the State Journal Register, and he wrote recently about the IHSA basketball tournament and the waning attendance there. Ryan, thanks for coming in with us.
Thanks for having me.